Hey there, blogging lady. Are you struggling to finally get your blog's website designed and launched? You know that starting a blog is the right path for you, but you sure as heck don't want to go 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. You aren't here to waste time. You want real results. I mean, results that are actually going to make you money blogging and doing your passion. And to get those results, you know that you need a step-by-step roadmap to get there. So, let's chat over coffee. I invite you to book a free zero pressure call with me below in the show notes. Think of it as a casual coffee chat. We're going to talk about where you're at, where you want to be, and explore how my blog coaching and website design services might be just the missing link that you've been searching for. If we find it's a perfect match, great. If not, no hard feelings. You're going to walk away with some clarity and insights to propel you forward. Book a coffee chat right now below. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, I'm bringing you back one of my most popular episodes, which is the best blogging tips for blogging beginners. I have like 2,000 listens on this episode versus the norm of like 100 to 200 listens. So this is super popular, which is why I wanted to recreate this and update it for 2023. I have lots of new tips for you. So if you want to keep on listening, then let's dive in. So number one, stop learning to start a blog, to grow a blog, and to monetize a blog by free blogging articles out there that you find online on Google or on Pinterest. Free articles don't give you the real and raw truth and information that you need to start a blog that will actually make you 1,000+ months that you desire. They also don't give you the step-by-step roadmap that you need to build this to be a business. You need to be learning from someone in this industry that you want to embody, who you want to be, who has the results and the transformation and the proof of these results that you want to have. You have to stop looking at these free articles as the guide to actually making the amount of money that you want to make, because I've read all of these articles and I just think that it's just complete fluff. Like, things that are in there are just so outdated. They're fluff. Like, if you look on Pinterest and you look up start a blog, all those articles, like, they're not updated. Like, some of them are, but most people don't update their articles. So why would you read outdated information on how to start a blog? And most articles also give you very concise and simple information, and there's actually, like, you know, like, it's like that image where you see like this big old ice rock or whatever you want to call it in the ocean, and there's like lots of ice that you do not see that's going like all the way thousands of feet to the bottom of the ocean. And at the top, you only see like a little bit. That's kind of like what a blog post is going to be, or free information. Like, you're only reading and getting a tiny bit of information when it's actually like there's like so much more to what people are saying. And this is just not a true step-by-step roadmap. And you're just going to be jumping around different, you know, articles and like information that is probably completely outdated for 2023 and teaches still on like 2017, you know, strategies that no longer work. So you have to stop learning from these free articles. You have to invest, and I will go into more on that later. But if you want to be consistent, so number two, a lot of bloggers struggle with consistency. If you want to be consistent, you have to have a system to plan. Now, I use Notion to build out my system, and the Magnetic Bloggers Club membership has a course called the Blog Organization Lab, and this will teach you how to build your own system within Notion. But what do I mean by a system? So on Notion, I have something that's called a services and life planner, and this is my ultimate planner. Now, within this, I have sections like the business, finance, clients and projects, marketing, which would be my content and etc. And then I have my life spaces. But most importantly, I have this planning hub. Now in the planning hub, I have my master to-do list, which lists out all of these different tasks that I have to do, and they are scheduled on the calendar. So I have a list view and a calendar view for this master to-do list, and I schedule them for myself. And I break down all of my goals into weekly plans and daily to-dos that I can do, you know, and I schedule them on the calendar, because if it's not scheduled, it's never going to happen. So I break down all of my goals that I want to achieve, and I break down projects. So what do I mean by projects? Let's say you want to write an ebook and you want to sell this ebook. Well, there's lots of steps that needs to be broken down to get that ebook up and running. Number one, the researching, the market researching, the validating of this ebook, the writing, the editing, the putting it into Canva and making it pretty. There's just so many like tiny to-dos that you have to do. So you have to break down those projects and then put each task on the calendar. And within Notion, you have a project management system that you can break down all of these little to-dos within one project. So, and then, you know, I have my content hub. So my content hub holds all of the, you know, content plans that I have. So basically, I plan out all of my content within one calendar, all of my emails, all of my blog posts, all of my Instagram posts, and everything. And all of it is based off of one thing that I'm selling that quarter, whether it's my membership. So if I'm going to be selling my membership talks about branding, blog traffic, and income. So that is the content that I want to be writing to my email list. That's the content that I want to be writing on my social media. So everything is planned off of what I'm going to be selling for that quarter. And I just break it down into, you know, what I need for my content. You need a plan. You need daily to-dos. You need theme days. So for example, for theme days, on Monday, you can write an email to your list. On Tuesday, you can focus on Pinterest. On Wednesday, you can focus on, SEO or whatever. On Thursday, you can do like coaching calls if you are a coach. Like, you can break it down into different theme days, so it's not so overwhelming that you have to work on everything on Monday, everything on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like, nobody has time for that. So if you want like concise, like if you want simplified daily to-dos, you have to put it on the calendar. You have to theme your days so it's really simple, and you have to break down your projects and your goals into smaller daily to-dos that you can get done within like, you know, an hour or however long that you have for that day. But if you look at this like huge project, you're going to be so overwhelmed and you're going to procrastinate it and you're never going to get it done. If you look at all of the to-dos that you have to do every single week for your blog to grow it, to monetize it, etc., then you're going to, you know, be super, super overwhelmed and you're not going to get all those to-dos done for the week. So if you break it up into daily themes, or if you break, you know, down the projects and down the to-dos and break down your goals, then it's going to be so much simpler to overcome than looking at it as a whole, you know? So that leads me to my next tip. Number three, so you need to have a blog brand that goes way beyond a color palette and logo. There's a lot to blog branding that you don't know about. For example, so of course you have your color psychology, you have your color palettes, you need to create colors that invoke emotions. You need to pick colors that invoke emotions within your readers. So go and research color psychology, but I've been doing a bloggers branding bootcamp within my membership. So it's no longer free, but if you'd like to get inside of the membership, then you can go to my website and go to Education for Bloggers and you will find the membership so you can join. So you need to be picking colors. Of course, you need to be picking images and elements and put together a mood board for your brand. And you need to do your logo design, of course, and you need to pick perfect fonts. You need to put together a brand board. And so you can have something that, you know, truly stands out for your readers. But it's not all about the visual branding. It's also about brand messaging. Brand messaging is the most important. If your messaging is off, then nothing is going to resonate with your readers. You need to craft your brand story and you need to know who your target audience is on a deeper level and not just think that you know them. You need to actually know them. And then you need to craft your brand story. Your brand story is basically your story, your transformation story that's related to whatever you're helping them with. And then you need to, you know, put together an elevator pitch and make this super concise and simple that anybody can understand it. And it needs to be as fast as, you know, just telling somebody your elevator pitch when you're riding an elevator. Like, that's how fast it needs to be. If you're going to tell somebody what you do and how you do it, then it needs to be like as fast as you're riding with somebody, like in an elevator, you know what I mean? And then you need your content strategy and your branding voice, and it needs to be all consistent communication across all platforms. There's just a lot more to branding than you think. So I would really love if you would join the membership if you want to learn more about branding, because I dive super deep into everything within the bootcamp course and the workshops and within the step one course that I give you. So like you literally have like 7 courses inside of the membership and it's all broken down into this step-by-step roadmap that'll teach you how to do all of this like in super detail. So now let's go to number 4. If you want to stand out as a blogger in 2023, you need to have a standout website design that is designed to convert. So I'm not just talking about pretty here. Of course you need pretty. Like, why wouldn't you want pretty, right? But I'm talking about a website that is designed and structured in a way that's going to convert into email subscribers and paid customers and service, like getting clients for your services. Don't use WordPress. My tip for you is to not use WordPress if you're a new blogger and if you want to stand out, because you will only be frustrated because it's just so impossible to build a standout website design there. Like, take it from me and just listen to me and use Showit instead. Showit is a super streamlined way to build an actual standout, beautiful website that converts. The strategy behind building a website design, like I said, is within the membership. You get a whole course inside of the membership that shows you how to use Showit and the strategy behind building a standout website design that truly converts for you. And I'm not only just teaching you all of the copywriting behind it and the strategy behind it, but I'm teaching you how to design it and how to make it structured in a way that is really good for SEO and that is, you know, just structured like very good in a way that gets people to stay on your website longer and take those actions that you want them to take. So why do I think that WordPress sucks? So when you go on WordPress, you have to pick a theme. And even if you have a paid theme, like it's just so hard to customize yourself unless you have code, right? If you have somebody who can, like a designer who can code a really good website, then WordPress is probably for you. Or if you're somebody who is really, really techie, WordPress is probably for you. But, you know, building a website on WordPress as a new blogger, you're just going to have this like 2000s looking DIY WordPress blog, and nobody's going to resonate with that in 2023 because we have up-leveled. Like, there's been a up-leveling happening within the design space, And if you look around, then, you know, people who are just starting businesses right now and who have successful businesses within the last like 4 years, they have really standout website designs. Now, when you go to, you know, all the bloggers who talk about start a blog and blah, 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 all the old bloggers, they still are on WordPress because they have no need, because they have that audience built up. They don't have a need to transfer all of their blog posts and design a new website and blah, 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 because they're already making a buttload of money. So there's no need to transfer to show it. But for new people who are starting out in 2023 or 2022 or even 2021, you guys have to move because we are up-leveled. The space of blogging has up-leveled. The design space has up-leveled. And I'm not talking about you have to go and you have to purchase a super expensive website template for Showit. And I'm not talking that you have talking about going to hire a website designer, because of course you can do that if you want to invest in that, but you can totally design on Showit because it's so easy to just drag and drop. You can, like, if you know the tools for Showit, then you are golden. And if you know the strategy that I show you in the blogging, in the Magnetic Bloggers membership, if you know the strategy behind building an actual website design that converts for you, then this is all you need. And I know that you might be scared to invest more into Showit, because you still need your hosting and you need Showit on top of your hosting company like Bluehost or SiteGround, and you need Showit too. It's only $29 a month if you pay monthly. But it's highly worth it, highly, highly worth it, because you will stand out. You will have a standout website design, and I highly recommend that you do, because I see that, you know, bloggers are struggling to build their website on WordPress. So many people come to me and like they're like, yeah, I tried to start a blog a while ago, but WordPress is just so complicated. Literally every one of my clients that have ever hired me has said how complicated WordPress is, and they just really didn't resonate with that blog. Like, they didn't want to show it off, or they seemed like they, you know, weren't as professional as they could possibly be. And that's what I'm here to help you with. I'm here to help you build a standout blogging website design in 2023. So you can join the Magnetic Bloggers Club membership, or of course I have services that, you know, I will design your website for you and your brand for you and really truly make a wow impression on your target audience. Number five, blogging is not about you. It's not all about you. It's about you helping your perfect target audience. When someone first lands on your blog, they want to be helped. And how do you even get them on their blog? You want solutions to their problems. You want to speak on their pain points. This is how you get them to pay attention. When you are solving problems within your blog post, people are going to want to click on that blog post and read it. And then they're going to want to stay for longer because you have other blog posts that help them with this, with their, you know, similar pain points. So for example, I am not talking about me right on my blog. I am helping people to start a blog, and I'm helping people, you know, brand their blog and build their website design, and all these little tiny micro topics is what I talk about on my blog. So how to write an about me page, how to write a home page, how to do all these things, how to make money blogging, how to grow your blog traffic, how to, you know, sell ebooks or whatever it is, right? I'm helping you with a problem that you're having. You're having a blog traffic problem, and I have the solution, and I give you the blog post for it. So this is how you get people to actually come to your blog, is by writing really good blog post titles that get their attention, blog post titles that speak on their pain points and speak on their desires. When there is a need for something, that's what gets them to your blog. And even like this, even like goes for social media posts and all of that. If you want to get people's attentions, speak on their pain points and speak on their desires. This is what calls them into you. Number six, copywriting on your website is the most important part of everything. Your messaging is number one. If your messaging is off, then the whole thing is off. People aren't going to resonate with it. Your target audience won't. So it's perfectly, copywriting on your website is a perfectly created messaging that lets your audience know that you know their thoughts and what they struggle with and desire on a deeper level. You know them to their core. You know what they're thinking. You know, the pain points that they're struggling with and the desires that they have. And you know these on a deeper level and not just, you know, oh, you're struggling with blog traffic. Well, yeah, duh. You know, like, but I know that you, every time you log on to your blog and you look at your Google Analytics, you are seeing low numbers and you're wondering why, because you're writing all of those blog posts and you're spending so much time in this for people to not even be reading the blog posts, and you need solutions on how to grow your blog traffic so that people can actually read it and take the actions you want them to. See how a difference that is from blog traffic to that super, you know, deep description of what you're struggling with? That is what you want to know. You want to know your target audience's pain points on super deep levels and know exactly what they're thinking. And if you can picture a moment, so, or if you can videotape them with what their pain point actually looks like on a day-to-day basis and film it, then what is this going to look like? You want to describe that film. So let's say like you're a wellness blogger and you're talking about depression, and you're helping them overcome depression. Well, they struggle with depression, but what does this actually look like? This looks like they, you know, get up and they immediately go to their phone and start scrolling because they want to not think about, you know, their day, or they don't want to get out of bed because it's so much work and they're just like really stuck in this bubble and they just have a dark cloud over them. And like, it be super descriptive about whatever pain point that they have. And you want to put these pain points everywhere where you're talking content, in your blog posts, in your blog titles, in your website copywriting, in your social media posts, everywhere you want to talk about their desires too, in a very specific description, and not just, you know, oh yeah, you want to make $1,000 blogging. No, you want to make $1,000 blogging and you want to have the freedom and you want to quit your 9-to-5 and you want to be able to sit down every day at your desk and work on something and make money from something that you truly have passion for. Do you see the difference here? So know your audience on a deeper level. And how can you do this? How can you know them on a deeper level? Their pain points, their desires, and their thoughts. How do you get these? Well, you have to talk to people. You have to send out surveys. You have to talk to your ideal audience. And you have to ask them good questions to get them to answer these questions. You know, their pain points, their desires. You have to ask all of these questions. And get data from them, and not just only sending out surveys, but I want you to also get on calls with people. If you can get on calls with people and incentivize, like if you get this, get on this market research call with me so I can ask you a couple questions, I'm going to give you like a $5 Starbucks gift card or a $10, whatever it is, but incentivize them to get on a call and, you know, so you can get the data. And this data is going to be like, it's not like set in stone, right? Like it's, you have to constantly be mining for more data, and you're going to be collecting all of this data on, you know, a yearly basis. And then you're going to have all this data to look at and be like, okay, most people are struggling with this. So I'm going to speak super big on like this pain point, and like, you'll figure it out, right? But it's never an, there's never an end to market research. I'm always doing this research. There's never an end. And then when you have all of this data, you want to use their exact words in your copywriting. So don't just look at it and be like, okay, I know their pain points now, blah, blah, blah. But actually use and pull their exact words in your copywriting. For example, one of my clients, she filled out her onboarding survey when she started working with me. And she said she felt like she was going 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. Like, who wants that, right? So I actually started using this within my copywriting. I'm like,
You know you want to start a blog, but you do not want to feel like you're going 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. So I use that phrase that she said because it was really good. So pull out, you know, sentences that your target audience is telling you within their surveys and in their interviews and the calls. Number 8, have a unique selling proposition or onlyness factor. So what is a different perspective that you can have that differentiates yourself from the rest of the people in your niche? So I want you to craft an onlyness factor sentence, which would be something like, I am the only blog coach who talks about, or I am the only blog coach who tells you how to monetize with, hold on one second. I am the only blog coach that teaches you how to start a blog on Showit instead of WordPress that is like super, super complicated. So that's a unique, you know, teaching thing that I do. That's something unique that I do from the rest of all the blog coaches. All the other blog coaches teach you how to start a blog on WordPress. I teach Showit. All the other blog coaches teaches you how to monetize with ads and affiliate marketing. And I say, build your own business and sell your own offers instead of advertising for everybody else and making pennies for it. Build your own business. So build out this unique selling proposition or onlyness factor that you can put within your copywriting that's going to differentiate what you teach or what you help with than the rest of the people out there. And that takes, like, how do you do that? You have to go to your competitors. Who are your competitors within this niche and how can you be super different from all of them? Number 9, if you want to instantly up-level your blog's design, and if you can't hire a professional website designer, then get branding photos taken of you. And buy amazing fonts on creativemarketer.com that are unique. So fonts and images are like the bread and butter to your website. Okay? They are, you know, something that's just gonna up-level your website immediately. When you have really good photos of you, it's going to build a connection with your audience. And when you have, even like if you use stock photos, like amazing branded stock photos that matches your color palette and matches the mood that you're trying to, you know, convey. So like when somebody lands on your blog, what emotions that do you want them to feel? What emotions do you want to invoke in them? Because these photos, the mood of your blog and the fonts and the colors, this is going to, you know, create connection with them and make them feel something. And then they want to stay and they want to convert into a customer or email subscriber. So if you cannot hire somebody for branding photos or if you don't want to yet, that's totally fine. Have somebody else take photos of you and then just look at, you know, YouTube on how to edit it. Like, it's just not, like, it doesn't have to be complicated here. You don't have to spend a ton of money. Because I know, like, hiring a professional photographer for these branding photos is very expensive. For mine, I paid about $900. And it was so extremely worth it, but it was time consuming. It was a lot of money. And, you know, would I do it again? Absolutely, and I'm going to do it again. But photos are just going to instantly up-level your blog, and fonts as well. Dazzy fonts, but unique fonts. Like, I'm not just talking about script fonts and, you know, just like simple fonts like Arial. I'm talking, go to Creative Market and look for unique fonts because they are there. And then you can put them on your Showit website. And I teach you inside of the Magnetic Bloggers membership club on how to upload your own custom fonts and dazz up your website in the like and create like these amazing images for your brand. So, yeah. Number 10, I want you to get in the room with people that know what the heck they are doing. You got to stop thinking small here. If you want to build an actual successful business, then you got to stop seeing this as a side hustle. And you have to get in the room with people who know what the heck they are doing. You have to learn from somebody, okay? It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter if it's Maria blog coach or Jen blog coach, okay? You have to get in the room with people who know what they're doing. Or even peers, friends, blogging friends who are a little ahead of you, who are doing a little more, like, better than you. Get in the room with them. Start talking with them. Start, you know, for me, like the membership, okay, I do weekly blog coaching calls that you can show up to and ask me questions. There's so many resources inside the membership where you can ask your questions and get coached live by me without having to spend a fortune. So get in the room with those mentors who can lead you in the right direction, who can answer your questions, and who can give you a customized roadmap. So if you hire me, for blog coaching and website design, I give you a customized roadmap to go from point A, where you are right now currently, whether it's that's starting a blog or struggling to start a blog or struggling to grow your traffic or struggling to monetize, wherever you are, I meet you there. And then I take you to where you want to go, to the ultimate desire. So, you know, you don't have to do this for me, but there's other blog coaches out there and other mentors out there that can help you, but just get in the room with them. You know what I mean? Like, follow somebody, because you need the step-by-step roadmap and you need it to be customized to you and your journey and where you are at, because everything else, even courses, like, it's not going to be fully customized to you, right? They might still give you like the step-by-step roadmap, like the membership. It totally gives you the step-by-step roadmap and the support that you need. But coaching, on the other hand, will be a step-by-step customized roadmap to you, meets you where you at, where you're at, gives you homeworks, gives you action plans, etc. If you want to work with me, then all you have to do is book a free call down below and just hop on a call with me to see if you want to work with me. If not, no pressure. You don't got to work with me, but it's just a discussion that we'll have.